Love's a miracle. Because love is a miracle, war is inevitable. And Jesus Christ has answered the deepest question of our identity, that we are loved and we are significant. He loves us. And so when the war comes, when fighting comes, when attack comes, when we're questioned, when those other things we put our securities in crumble and fall, when that thing we had our hope in falls away, and that family betrays us, or whatever it may be, the deepest and truest part of you is the love of God and Jesus Christ, that you are a new creation. Listen to how Paul would later describe the nature of this love and just how impossible it is for it to be ever taken away from you. In Romans 8, verse 31, it says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, and who is now at the right hand of God interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." He did not leave anything out. He got pretty extreme with the level of war that's waged against us. But nothing can take us away from God. Nothing can take the love away from you that Jesus Christ has for you. And so maybe for you, you have experienced pain and you've been betrayed and you've been hurt. Your marriage has fallen apart and you have grappled for God to restore you. And he does want to restore you. He's going to heal your heart. He wants your identity to be in him and him alone. Because he is the only thing that is unchanging. And nothing that comes against you will ever, ever separate you from his love. And as he answers that question, as he answers that question for you for all time, no matter what comes against you, then we can see success in our relationships. That when the war comes, we can see love win. Because love wins. Love wins in the end. Jesus Christ wins over all the things that come against us. Jesus Christ wins. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that is who we serve, and that is who we have as the truest part of our identity.